here's a situation where Peter wants to take a trip around the world, and he knows it's going to cost him $80,000, but he doesn't have the money right now. But he also has determined that he can save $8,000 per year and invest that money at 6.3% compounded annually. We're going to keep things simple here by assuming that the investment earns annual interest rather than maybe monthly or semi-annual or whatever. And the question is, how long will it be before Peter can take his trip? In other words, how long will it be before he saves the $80,000? Well, let me draw a cash flow timeline that shows you what we're doing. We're going to have to put a dot, dot, dot in here, but basically, here's what this cash flow timeline is going to look like. And there's a dot, dot, dot. And we'll put the last couple here. This would be year 0, 1, 2, 3, and technically this would be n minus 1, and this would be equal to n, and that's what we're trying to determine, is how long that will take. And basically we're saying to get to $80,000 sometime in the future with an interest of 6.3%. Now if we set this up, it's pretty simple to set this up as in an equation. This is an annuity, because Peter's going to make an $8,000 contribution each year. There isn't any indication in here as to when he's going to start making the payments. So what we'll do is, and I'll write it up at the top here, we'll assume that the payments are end of year. Okay, remember, if we don't have any other indication, we'll assume that the payments, what we would refer to as an ordinary annuity, which means end of year payments. Well, if this is the case, then what we're looking for is the future value of an annuity. And we know the future value of the annuity is $80,000. Now, I'll let you look this equation up on your formula sheet or in the textbook. But if we plug in the information that we know here, the equation would look like so. It would be 1.063 raised to a certain number of periods, n, minus 1 divided by 0.063. Now, if you notice what I've done here is in setting up the equation is we have only one unknown, and I'll circle that, this n. Now, if you're really good at math and you know how to do logarithms and stuff like that, you can solve this by going through and isolating the n, or actually the 1.063 to the nth power on one side of the equation and then using your logs. We're not going to do that here. Instead, here's what we'll do. We'll plug into our time value of money keys. And what we're going to plug in is I slash Y, the interest is equal to 6.3. The present value, 0, because we're not dealing with present value. The payment is, and we're going to make this a negative $8,000, because in this case Peter will make a contribution, which is an outflow, of $8,000 per year. The future value, which is the amount that Peter wants to, his money to grow to, is $80,000. And if you solve for n using your time value money keys in the calculator, you should find that n is equal to 7.997. And if we round that off, that basically means it will take Peter 8 years to contribute, when he contributes the $8,000, for that to accumulate with interest to $80,000. So you can see it's pretty simple to solve a problem where you have a goal in mind in the future. In this case, it is $80,000 to take a trip around the world. If you have children and you want to save for their college education, you could say, okay, in 18 years, I know the education will be equal to this amount. You can even, in that case, compute what the rate of return you would have to invest in is. Or you could just say, well, how long would it take me to save, let's say, $40,000 for the education if I can invest at maybe 7%? So you know how long you would have when you'd have to start the investment and when the investment would end.